them at foodbank@ams.ubc.ca. For more information, find the AMS Food Bank on Facebook or feel free to visit anytime across from the Wellness Center and Sprouts.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
LGBTQ.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Badanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
It is Friday, the 7th of April, 2017, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We are broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the agora of the palatial student nest on the Musqueam territory of Oaksen, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, all you fans of Joni Mitchell out there, the Fire Hall Art Center is presenting the world premiere of Circle Game, reimagining the music of Joni Mitchell. And that starts in a couple of weeks, and we have the co-creators of that right here in the studio, and we're going to talk to them in a minute or two. Plus, we have Callboard and lots of local music. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. Now, if you're looking for something to do tonight, our friends The New Black are performing up at Lanaloo's. No, actually, it's tomorrow night, Saturday, April 8th, Lanaloo's. It's a big three-band show featuring China Syndrome, 2 Days and Counting, and The New Black. And it's only $7 at the door. Lanaloo's, of course, 362 Powell Street in what used to be called Japantown. I think it's just now part of the downtown east side, but you know where it is. Anyway, here, let's start things off with some music from The New Black.
You're good for nothing, boy. You'll only bring me down. But I can't help myself. Guess I like you around. Put a little trust in a hated man.
So in the studio right now, we have Anna Kuman. Say hello, Anna.
Hello.
And Andy Cohen.
How's it going?
Hi. Going well. Glad you guys are here. You guys are the creative force behind Circle Game.
That's right.
Yep. So Anna, tell me all about Circle Game.
Well, I'll tell you a little bit about how we were inspired to write this. It was 2013, and it was the year of Joni Mitchell's 70th birthday. And so there was a lot of press about her out, and we noticed that wherever we went, we were hearing her music, and we had never really noticed that before so prevalently. And so naturally, when something follows you around, you kind of have an ear out for it, and we started researching more about her music and her lyrics, and it was so incredible how this music that was really of our parents' generation, and we never really gave it any thought when they were listening to it. Mm-hmm. But now coming at it with the experience of, you know, being young adults, we were overwhelmed by how poignant her lyrics were. And so it was kind of an experiment for us. We started thinking, you know, this message has the messages of, you know, what's going on in the economy and ecologically and politically was really speaking to the struggles that our millennial generation was going through. So we started thinking, you know, if this music was coming out today, what would it sound like if it was the top 40 on the radio now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's and I think that that's the main thing that we want from our audience when they come in the doors. We want them to leave their preconceptions mm-hmm. of, you know, what this music used to sound like or any preconceptions that they have about it, and just come in with fresh ears and listen to Joni's message.
So, Andy, are you telling a story with this show, or is it just a presentation of the music?
I mean, there is no traditional book for this show, but part of that is because we didn't want to add any of our own text to the incredible prose that is Joni Mitchell's body of work.
Right. So this isn't Mamma Mia or
We Are Rocking. No, not at all. Yeah. It is, you know, what we hope is the essence of the messaging that she tried for decades through her music right. to dispel.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when we were deciding which pieces to put in and which direction we wanted to take this show in. We looked very closely at a lot of the lyrics of a lot of the songs. Yeah. We distilled them down. We you know, made image charts and all that kind of stuff. And then we kind of boiled it down to the key messages we feel that are most important to our generation.
Yeah.
And 2017 in this current climate of everything that's happening in the world. So because her songs lyrically are so dense, so juicy, she was very articulate and careful with her prose and
weaves such beautiful stories mm-hmm. in her yeah. lyrics.
Yeah. There's all of her songs, most of her songs have a lot of description in them mm-hmm. naturally. Mm-hmm. So we don't really have to add anything.
Yeah. So it's deliberately referred to as a reimagining.
Mm-hmm.
So are you doing something different with it musically?
Well, the arrangements are all different.
Yeah.
So Joni used a lot of open tuned guitars,
yeah.
and dulcimers.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to use instruments that are prevalent on the radio today. So, you know, there's a big movement towards kind of a cappella, full sounding orchestrations yeah. where there's a lot of the voices are the instruments.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a couple tunes like that. And we've also used more modern tools like loop pedals to try and get a modern sound. Yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah. So what are we going? That's what we're going to experience musically. Now you have a cast. You've got, about half a dozen actors.
Yep. Six yeah. actor, yeah. musician,
singer, multi-instrumentalist.
Yeah.
mm-hmm. So tell me a little bit about the cast. Who have you got in it?
So we feel really lucky with the cast that we've assembled. Yeah. They're all incredible in their own right. And it was a very difficult for us to choose the perfect ensemble of people to, because they need to have the right kind of spirit, you know,
yeah.
aside from the heaps and heaps of talent, which everybody in our show does have. So we have a handful of locals that any theater or concert going public may recognize, like Scott Perry, who's also in the band Winsome Kind.
Yeah.
We have David Cohen, who's in the band Jimmy B. We have Sarah Vickruck.
And your brother.
He is also my brother, yes. He is an insane guitarist.
This show is about nothing. It's about nepotism.
Yeah.
So we.
He's also a UBC alum.
Yeah.
So there you go. Little UBC theater
yeah.
department plug. We also have Sarah Vickruck, another local, who mm-hmm. was seen last year at the Fire Hall in Love Bomb and also has a solo EP out, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Who else is in our cast? We have
Adriana Rivali is in our cast. She did Spring Awakening with you, Dave.
Yes,
at the Jericho Arts Center a few years ago, and
that was 3 years ago.
Yeah,
exactly to the day.
I know
that was right before the workshop, our initial
yeah.
workshop of this
and,
show.
And last year she was in Rock of Ages at the Arts Club.
Yeah,
amazing, amazing mm-hmm. vocalist. And to round out our cast, we have Kimmy Choi, who was recently in Avenue Q at the Arts Club this
wow.
past Christmas.
Just wait till you hear her wail. Her voice is insane.
Wow.
Yeah. And then finally, we have Rowan Kahn, who's joining us from New York.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. So that is happening at the Fire Hall. Opening night is on the 2nd of May? No.
3rd.
3rd.
3rd of May.
Yep.
There we go.
Previews
yeah,
begin.
Previews on the 2nd. You've got shows, evening shows, Tuesday at 7, Wednesday to Friday at 8, matinees on Saturdays and Sundays, and a special Pay What You Can on Wednesday the 3rd, 10th, and 17th at 1 o'clock.
You got it.
Yeah. So it's Circle Game, reimagining the music of Joni Mitchell, and it's at the Fire Hall. And Anna and Andy, thanks a lot for coming in.
Our pleasure.
You know what? We still have a little bit of time. I did want to talk about something else that you guys were just mentioning before we went on the air. Last year, Andy, you were in Rio
yeah.
at the Olympics. Tell
yes.
us about that.
I was brought on to be a member of the choreography team for the opening and closing ceremonies of the Olympics and the Paralympics, which was a dream come true.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't realize quite how much I was in love with that whole area of global event creation and production. It was probably I mean, I was fortunate enough to work on the 2010 ceremonies in Vancouver. And mm-hmm. right after that, I made this little viral video called UBC Lip Dub back in 2011. and so going down to Rio and being part of this team and working on this scale of a $40 million ceremony that was being broadcast for 3 billion people, trying to coordinate 12,000 athletes with 167 different countries and too many languages to think of, and a cast of 3,000 all dressed as birds or broccoli or whatever, is insane. The amount of preparation and logistics and coordination and teamwork that's required on something like that. And it was awesome.
Yeah.
It was hectic and crazy and awesome.
And from that connection, you've got something else coming up.
Yeah. Well, I went down to Brazil last year after, so I was able to join the team for Paralympics. So Andy and I were both, you know, there and met a bunch of great people. And through that connection, it looks like this summer we're going to be going to Ashgabat, Turkmenistan.
For the opening ceremonies of the Asian Indoor and Martial Arts Games, yeah. with 62 countries represented, and a huge ceremony with a lot of mass movement, which is our specialty.
Yeah, it's becoming that, isn't it? Wow.
Yeah.
That is so exciting for you guys.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's cool to get to work on these creative projects together as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that the more we work creatively on projects together, it's... we come up with kind of like a shorthand.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be really cool to go into the rehearsal hall with our actors and play and mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah. So you go from this nice little intimate gathering at the fire hall to this huge stage in Turkmenistan and
yeah.
take yep. it from there. Wow. You guys are becoming like a power couple.
Oh.
Aw, shucks.
Yeah, geez. All right, now that they're blushing, let's move on. Once again, it's Circle Game, the music of Joni Mitchell at the Fire Hall Arts Center starting in May. And you go to firehallartscenter.ca for more information on that. Andy and Anna, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
The Reel to Reel Film Festival for Youth runs from April 2nd to the 8th and features films from around the world for kids and the young at heart, with fun activities for the whole family. The festival closes Saturday, April 8th with the West Coast premiere of the wonderful French film Louise by the Shore. Jean-Francois Lahouanie's inspired hand-drawn animations that capture a beach town's pastel hues and moody blues. Check out r2rfestival.org to get more information about the showtimes at Van City and Roundhouse Theater, workshops, an interactive panel, a showcase of films made by youth, and Sunday Fun Day.
Having trouble finding affordable fresh baked goods and coffee? Come down to Agora Cafe located in the McMillan Building at UBC. There's also space available to study.
Every second Wednesday of the month from 6 to 9 is Women in Career Night at the Bike Kitchen. Bring your bike and give it some love in this safe and positive space for anyone who identifies as female or queer. Come learn how to fix your own bike with the help of a female or queer identified mechanic and volunteers. Plus, there's free pizza. Visit bikecoop.ca for more information.
Hey, what are you doing? You're procrastinating. What are you doing tonight? Netflix? Again? Looking to socialize? We got you. Looking for variety? We have that. Hong Kong Student Association. Your ticket in. We're more than just a club. Come find your home. HKSA. Get involved at www.hksaubc.com.
Thank you. one cure. Heals me. Love from above completes me. Love's the source and the ultimate force that aligns everything so neatly. Meet me down by the edge of the ocean. Get swept by the waves in motion. Everyone connected, introspective, so perfected. Now we stand, we are all one people. Stay strong to the day we are equal. Sing a song for the state of the world. Making a pearl in the eye of the sequel. Cause our story will move mountains. And we pray for the youth in the fountain. And it starts from the heart, let your soul take part. Take it to the top of the sky.
On the phone right now, we have Nico DiCicco. Did I say that right?
DiCicco,
okay. Nico DiCicco, he's the ASM, Assistant Stage Manager of the upcoming production of, where is it?
Generation Postscript.
It's right in front of me. we kind of threw this together at the last second. We've been trying to arrange an interview with someone from this show for the last couple of weeks, and Nico got the short straw. So you're on.
Well, happy to be here.
Oh, well, thanks for being here for us, because this looks like a really cool show. Tell us a little bit about Generation Postscript.
Well, the short version is it's the Breakfast Club in space.
Okay.
And the longer version is that it's got an amazing cast of characters who are all sort of different types, genetically engineered to be the jock or the nerd or what have you. And they all kind of band together as a group of misfits to go to the one place that they're not allowed to go, Earth.
Oh, yeah. The short summary of the press release says, in a future world where Earth is uninhabitable due to climate disaster, mm-hmm. a group of teens surviving in a space station struggle to experience human connection.
That's it.
So tell us a little bit about how this came about. Who wrote it? It's Millie Mumford.
That's right. Yeah, Millie Mumford wrote it. She is directing it. Mm-hmm. Put it together with an amazing cast.
Yeah,
I'm astounded by these actors.
Well, tell us a little bit about the cast then. You seem to be so impressed.
I am. Yeah. I mean, these are local actors.
Yeah.
Professionals who've been working in Vancouver and Victoria for a kind of a range of years. Some of them are pretty fresh out of, you know, Studio 58 and other training institutes, and mm-hmm. some are veterans.
Yeah.
And very, very funny, moving performances coming together in this show.
Fantastic. So what a little bit about, like, you sort of implied that it's like the Breakfast Club in space characters that have been genetically engineered. So do we have those kind of archetypes going on?
Yeah.
The jock, so the burnout, the preppy girl, that kind of thing?
That's exactly it. Yeah, we have the jock. We have the nerd, the know-it-all, the Hermione Granger type. We have the sort of good-looking cheerleader who is also a robotics specialist. And we have the misfit of the group is the one who hasn't been genetically engineered to be anything. He's the one person who's just a human, just a normal
So he's
normal
the
guy.
Misfit of the group.
Well, he's also the glue of the group, too. Yeah. He's the one who kind of holds all of these other people. And then,
wait. You dropped out there for a sec.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I was saying the other cast member, Doug, plays the robot sidekick, who is like an Android version of Facebook.
Oh, yeah. That's good. You always need that Android know-it-all, like C-3PO and Data,
yeah.
And of course my favorite is Croydon from Red Dwarf.
But, nice. Yeah. With this performance, I think of sort of Hal from 2001: A Space Odyssey,
yeah.
And Marvin the Paranoid Android from The Hitchhiker's Guide.
Oh yes, of course.
Yeah, he starts off very, very chipper.
Yeah,
and his personality kind of takes a darker turn partway through.
All right. Well, this sounds like a lot of fun. I really hope I get a chance to see it. You're playing at the Studio 1398, which is on Granville Island,
mm-hmm.
and opening up pretty soon.
April 11th.
And then, that's going until the 16th. So it's a short run.
Mm-hmm.
So get in there while you can. Tickets at Theater Wire. And is there a Facebook page or another website that we can get more information on?
Yeah, Nebula Company Theater on Facebook.
All right. Terrific. Nico, thanks
all
a lot
right.
for
so
taking
much.
A few minutes with us. Say hi to Samantha for me.
I will.
She worked with us last month at PAL on the 12th night, so she's a lot
great.
Of fun. Okay, thanks
well,
again.
Thank you.
And I'll just mention it once again, Generation Postscript at Studio 1398, opening on April 11th. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.
Ever had a hankering to ski
right,
the world-famous
thanks very much.
Whistler? Boy, do we have great news for you. Escape the city in one of Zipcar's many mountain-ready vehicles. Plus, get $30 back in free driving credit when you tweet a selfie on the slopes at Zipcar Vancouver. Zipcar. Wheels when you want them.
Tune into Post Rock Friday from 10 to 11 with your host John P for the best in post rock, drone, ambient, experimental, and noise. Tune in Sundays from 9 till 10 p.m. for bootlegs and B-sides with your host Doran for the finest in soul, dubstep, ghetto funk, and electro.
Crimes and Treasons Radio, this is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM.
Yes, yes, you are now rocking with the best, 101.9 CITR Radio. Crimes and Treasons, this is your boy Just Blaze. Right now you're rocking with Jules Andre Brown, Rolly Bells, Jamal Steels, and Horsepower. You know what it is, right?
Yo, it's Iron Sue, man. I want to shout out Crimes and Treasons Radio, man. CITR 101.9, man. Turn up, turn up, turn up.
Let me refresh your memory. Russians. That's right. Russians, Ruskies, communists, communists. Oh, now you remember.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Every Tuesday, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m., Rocket from Russia is aired on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, or CITR.ca, anywhere where internet is paid for.
I never noticed that one before. Anywhere where internet is paid for. Local musician Mark D'Souza has a new release out. It's a 4-song EP called Tarot Card Shuffles, and Mark is well known around town as a rock and roller, and he also does some theater work as well. And I usually don't read out like word for word the press release, but on his Bandcamp page, he's done some nice writing here. There was a golden age for traveling musicians from around the early 50s to the early 60s. The Hard City Blues combos and the pre-Fab Four rock and roll outfits were permanent road dogs, crisscrossing the continent, playing in any chicken wire dive bar that would have them. Still in the 45 RPM age, they stole studio time whenever and wherever they could. Quick sessions on the fly, in between gigs, cutting fun, simple tracks without much fanfare to use as calling cards for the live show, never overthinking, never overplaying. The bag of tricks being whatever was at hand on that particular day in that particular studio. Tarot Card Shuffles is inspired by those gang of vagabonds, and there's 4 songs on it. This one we're going to hear right now is called To Tell the Truth, and it wanders onto the dance floor of your local dive lounge for a bluesy rave-up. Mark D'Souza. Now, last week on the show, we had filmmaker Lisa Ovalles on here talking about her upcoming feature, Puppet Killer. And then there was a fundraising party on Sunday night. I dropped by there to help them out there, and I met somebody, a local singer songwriter who goes by the name The Land of Deborah, and Deborah is a lovely person. And we had a little bit of a chat and exchanged business cards, and I gave her the email address, and she very promptly emailed me links to her music, and it's very nice. She's got a nice voice, a great songwriting skills, and a real talent there. So we're gonna let you enjoy a little bit of The Land of Deborah. She's someone who she's originally from England. She's traveled around and settled in Vancouver, and she's gotten into the film industry. So you can hear her music on various shows on across the Oprah Network, as well as some independent films like Puppet Killer. And she's also been nominated for some awards. So let's hear what she sounds like. The Land of Deborah.
You left me on a corner in the rain. You had two umbrellas. You gave mine away. What kind of a person does that to the one that they love? Seems my love wasn't good enough. Through the night, I wish that I smoked, I wished I had a light, 'cause you were the one, the lantern that lit up my life, and now I've gone blind, now I'm blind. I guess that I'm numb, I think I'm in shock, don't even remember your name, but one thing I know for sure, I'm alone again. Alone again. I cried on the night bus, then slept. And when I awoke, I knew I was a mess. When the driver said, sweetheart, you should go home, get some rest. Tomorrow I'll be better, I'll bet. One thing I know for sure, I'm alone again. I'm alone again. I didn't know, I didn't see the signs that our time had run out. We disappeared like tears through rain. So now I'll go and lick my wounds again. There's just never enough, and one day I'll find that someone who'll love me true. It just wasn't you. It wasn't you. I guess that I'm numb, I think I'm in shock, don't even remember your name. But one thing I know for sure, I'm alone. Again.
Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It is our belief that auditions announced here should be open to all genders, ethnicities, ages, and backgrounds. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. Green Thumb Theater, in partnership with New World Theater, presents Jabber by Marcus Yosef. It's directed by friend of the show, Chelsea Haberlin. It workshops in May. Rehearsals start in October, and then it goes on tour throughout BC, hopefully. And this is a high school tour, so you'll be traveling around the province, going to different schools, and that'll be happening from October 23rd till mid-December 2017. The auditions are coming up in about a week and a half, April 18th and 19th, and Green Thumb and New World Theatre welcome and encourage submissions from artists of diverse backgrounds. The story on the play itself, it's a thought-provoking, comedic, and sometimes dark play. Jabber invites audiences to examine their own assumptions and expectations of others and to reflect on how these impact their relationships. They're looking for three actors, two people who can play teenagers, a male and female who can pass off as being in grade 10, which is 16, and then an actor to play Mr. Evans, the 34-year-old school counselor. Don't let the age throw you, though. If you think he can handle it, go for it. This is a local and British Columbia high school tour. Having a Class 4 driver's license is an asset. So if you've been a cab driver, you know, you got a leg up. And because all the artists will be required to travel because it's on tour. The deadline for submissions is April 11th, and you can send them to Brianne at touring@greenthumb.bc.ca. Camp Shakespeare, the Gotta Sing, Gotta Dance Musical Theater Summer Program, run by Chris McGregor, and that is still looking for submissions for that one. This is for singers, actors, dancers, and other performers between the ages of 9 and 19. It happens at the Jewish Community Center. Two groups, one in July and one in August. And if you want to know more about that, you can apply online at jccgv.com. Blackjack Productions doing a play by Chris Nash called Throne, and that is for the Fringe Festival. And that is going to be, the auditions for that are happening this weekend, tomorrow and Sunday. And you can reserve a time slot by sending them an email, info@blackjack.com. The play is about a troubled young Irish musician who locks himself in a public restroom stall after receiving some devastating news, inspired by true events. The script will be provided ahead of time, and you can pick a scene you'd like to read. If you're auditioning for the lead role, please prepare a song of your choosing. No prepared monologues are necessary, but you must be able to do an Irish accent, you bastard. So find out more. You can contact Jackie, and that's B-L-A-C-K-J-A-C-Q. com. Peninsula Productions in White Rock doing Sean McDonald's Sea of Stories. The auditions are coming up this month at the what's the name of the place? Anyway, it's in White Rock on North Bluff Road. They're looking for performers between the ages of 15 and 30. And if you want to know more about that, their website is peninsulaproductions.org. Vagabond Players in New Westminster, they got three coming up. Charlie's Aunt, which has come and gone, so we should have edited that one out. So Vagabond Players, New Westminster have two coming up. Summer Shakespeare Project, Alchemy Theater and Vagabond Players co-production of Love's Labor's Lost, and that will be on in August. The auditions are on the 22nd, 24th, and 26th at the Burnie Lake Theater in New Westminster at Queen's Park. And this is a non-equity production. If you want to know more, go to alchemytheater.ca. And then Little Shop of Horrors, a Vagabond Theater's production that will be happening in October at the Burnie Leg in Queen's Park. The auditions are in May. And if you want to know more about that, go to vagabondplayers.ca. And if you want details on these or any other audition notice, go to vancouveractorsguide.com or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. And if you have a notice that you'd like to have read on the air, you can share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page, or you can email us right here at daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com.
Be
And that's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Don't forget to check out The Train Driver by Athol Fugard, directed by a friend of the show, Adam Henderson. It's on stage right now at the Jericho Arts Center, referred to as one of the best shows United Players has ever produced. Gripping, moving moments of small stage theater that are rich and compelling, and one of the best shows ever at United Players. Every aspect of the drama was brilliantly executed. It's on now till April 16th at the Jericho Arts Center. Don't miss The Train Driver. I'll be there tonight, so you'll see me there. Yeah. Let's see now, what else? If you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we are here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com, and please like us on Facebook. Special thanks to Anna and Andy of the Circle Game, and oh God, I didn't write it down, so now I can't think of it. Nico from the Generation Postscript. Thanks for being our guest today. Stick around because Fresh Slice is up next. Radio Zero at 2 o'clock. And then at 3:30, it's Napkin Boy with Nardwar the Human Serviette Presents. And Dave Radio will return next week at this same time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
A nasty, nasty guy. He's a liar.
Get him out of here. Get him the hell out of here. Get him out of here.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Let me know where he's from.
They call me
DJ Ray.
The late night show is the start of the weekend. Tune in every Saturday mornings from 12:30 a.m. till late, right after the Medicine Show. Email us CITRLateNightShow@gmail.com.
This concludes our proposal. Thank you for your attention.